the southernmost point of LA County, a hidden city is tucked away in the seaside cliffs. It's called the Sunken City. Michael Radcliffe went to check it out.
When you get a tip to a place called Sunken City, it's hard to ignore. The name alone evokes mystery. It sounds like it should be on the bottom of the ocean floor, not in San Pedro. It's no Atlantis, but the Sunken City retains all of the excitement and the wonder that the name alludes. But in the southernmost point of LA County is where you'll find these mysterious ruins. Greeting you when you arrive is a no trespassing sign and a gate that stretches along a long dirt path behind a series of houses. From that angle, Sunken City looks like nothing at all. Once inside the fence, the hidden cliffside opens up and reveals the secret city. Gray concrete foundations jut out of the earth and are crisscrossed by a web of paths.
Yeah, they call it Sunken City.
It's like people that draw, like there's art and stuff down here.
Yeah,
this is like... To outsiders, this place is all about the mystery. But to locals, this place is an escape. It's a way to relax, have some privacy, like a post-apocalyptic beach resort.
So it's like people, I've seen people that were camping out over here for like a week or so, you know, just bike riding, just all day, every morning.
Every single inch of the exposed foundation was covered in graffiti-style art.
I'm here to paint the world a beautiful place. That's about it.
I came across one guy who wore a solid silver mask to hide his identity, as well as muffle his voice.
I used to be a graffiti artist, then I became a painter, and I'm a tattoo artist. And I'm just enjoying the beach.
He was overseeing another who was doing his own work.
Learning on his own. We all have to learn our own style. Probably lasts, if you do a good one, probably lasts a little longer, a couple of weeks. Or I might just...
He said it was much safer out here than painting in the streets. That he didn't have to worry about the cops. I met Virgil at a bar, just on the other side of the fence.
You know more about Sunken City than I do.
Well, the way Sunken City happened was back in the 30s, there was an earthquake. It kind of just fell off into the sea.
But the area isn't without its dangers. There have been talks about opening the Sunken City to the public, with a gate that closes automatically at sundown. No matter the case, the people here will still find a way to experience this refuge tucked into the cliffside, taking in all that it offers, as long as you're willing to climb a bit. For Unseen LA, I'm Michael Radcliffe, Annenberg Radio News.